The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. It's Thursday, November 10th, a date that will live in infamy. Actually, that's not true. Perhaps a future November 10th. But as far as today's concerned, no infamy yet. The infamy was 2 days ago when the Democrats stole some more elections. Albin, I'm not going to stop saying that. Yeah. First of all, because it's true. And because in the United States of America, we're supposed to have free elections, fair elections, always, everywhere, number one. Number two, if people aren't convinced that you have free and fair elections, then everything's on the up and up. They cease to vote. They become cynical. They pull back from the political process. End of self-government as we know it. Thirdly, when somebody tells you you shouldn't say something or they try to shut you up, that is a signal you need to scream about it. So when people have mocked me on social media for talking about election fraud, I'm thinking what that's going to do is make me talk about it more. Because if you try to silence someone, that to me is a pretty good sign that you're afraid of people talking about it. So yesterday we had on the heroic, wonderful Michelle Bachmann. She talked about it clearly. I mean, she was absolutely clear that she knows that some of these races were affected by this. The Democrats have become the party of fraud and corruption. Now, they've always been pretty guilty of that, but it's gotten very, very bad. And I think we have to put it front and center. We have to talk about it. We have to talk about it more and more and more and more. Now, here's some great news, folks, before you tune out. Mike Lindell is coming on in a couple of minutes on this program. Now, if you're watching this on Rumble, you can see him standing behind Albin.
Yes, you can.
Creepy. He's got a pillow as though he's going to smother Albin and end Albin's life. But that's just not the kind of a guy that Mike Lindell is.
Yeah.
He would never do that.
Yeah. Like, and if he did, my twin brother would have to replace me. So it's no good.
Right. And he could just step in just like that. So that's not going to happen. But we have Mike Lindell in hour one. In hour two, we have the great John Zmirak. And I want to tell you, I can't say this when John Zmirak is on the air too much. John Zmirak is a national freaking treasure. He writes stuff at stream.org that is so brilliant. He wrote a piece today. I shared it on all my social media. I just thought to myself, this is the kind of thing that should be in the New York Times or in the Wall Street Journal when they used to actually have journalists with elan and wit that were not, hadn't sold their souls to the establishment. Absolutely brilliant. That's John Zmirak. That's my friend, my hero, John Zmirak. Yeah. He's amazing. And I want to say again, before he comes on, you need to go to his go to stream.org and share his pieces on social media everywhere you can. I also share the pieces written by my very dear friend, my old friend, Keith Junta. Spectacular. He doesn't write nearly as often as John Zmirak, but almost every single one of his pieces is just to me. Every one of his pieces is unique in the kind of a voice that he brings. He brings together not just a political view and a Christian view, but I think he really just has a heart for God, and the way he expresses himself We just need more of it. And so I'm thrilled that he's writing these pieces that he is writing. That's Keith Junta. You can find him at winepatch.org. So I want to stress that. In hour two, before we go to John Smirak, we have Ask Metaxas.
Oh, yeah.
As you know, yesterday I spoke to Dick Morris. We spoke to Kevin McCullough. We did a lot of assessment of what happened in the election. One thing I want to say up front, everybody who or anyone who is saying somehow we need to move past Trump is flat out wrong. Absolutely wrong. I can explain why. I won't now, but I just want to say, A, you're wrong. B, be aware that you're wrong. Trump will be our next president. There is no one like him. Ron DeSantis can't really compare to Trump. DeSantis, by the way, I adore Ron DeSantis, but I'm saying, like, he's young. He has plenty of time. The idea that it's really the troublemakers in the media. They're trying to set up a battle, trying to stir the pot between DeSantis and Trump. That's silly. That's like trying to stir the spot between like Reagan and Lincoln and George Washington. Like, hey, they don't like each other. They're on the same team. They're the good guys. They are the good guys.
Can I just say real quick, it's funny how the media was ready. If the tsunami had happened, they would have said, that's the end of democracy in America, and it's because of Trump. And then when it didn't happen, that's because Trump is out of here. It's all about Trump, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. No, it's hilarious. I just had to say that because there's some voices out there on what I like to call the internet, and they're just wrong. They're just wrong. And I'm just going to say that, and again, doesn't mean I think Trump is perfect, but he's close to perfect in some ways as a politician. And I think he knows what he's doing, even when he does the wrong thing. He's doing it sometimes for right reasons. It's kind of funny. Actually, it's funny. I shouldn't say that because it'll confuse people. All I can tell you is I think he's the nominee and things are looking good. Now, we want to say before it's too late, or I want to say before we get into these conversations with our friends, we have a Socrates in the City event in New York City with Oz Guinness. Ladies and gentlemen, December 6th, Oz Guinness, New York City. If ever there's one you don't want to miss, Oz Guinness is responsible for Socrates in the City coming into being. I'm going to tell that story on December 6th. And we've been really delayed getting these videos of our previous events. And I'm beginning to think maybe we'll do some kind of a Socrates Plus subscription service where you can tune into the live stream the night of rather than having to wait and whatever. So because there's so many people that want to see these events as they happen, not everyone can get to New York or wherever we're going to be. So stay tuned to that. But if you want to sign up for the Socrates event, the early bird tickets go away pretty quickly. So if you want to save money, especially the VIP, it's really special. These events are really special. I think in the next email that we sent out, I've got to send some photos of these dinners. They are just truly gorgeous. The dinners are really, really, it's a gorgeous event. You get time with the speaker and obviously with me and with some other special people. Pretty sure Dick Morris will be with us at the dinner. So it's just kind of, it's magical. And especially around the Christmas season in New York, all I can tell you is if you can come, don't miss this one. This is a big one. We probably won't have another event till February, but this is like, it's just very special. Albin, we ought to also say before we go to the break and come back with Mike Lindell, Salem Now. com. The border, I didn't realize this, but the border battle is a 6-part documentary series that is up featuring our friends Charlie Kirk and many others. And it gets into the details that if you want to know why we need to fight for this country, what's going on the border is that alone would be a good enough reason. So border battle gets into that at salemnow.com. It tells us how the drug fentanyl, the Carter Jalisco, the cartel Jalisco, another cartel, Sinaloa, they've created the worst overdose death crises in American history. So this is really a battle for the soul of this nation. And we need to care about this. Fentanyl has killed tens of thousands of Americans. It says 3 grains of fentanyl can kill you. And we are just allowing this to come in. When I say we, I say Joe Biden and people who've demonstrated they don't care about American lives. It's astonishing for me to say that. I've always had differences, political differences with the Democrats, but I've never seen anything like this in my life. Anyway, go to salemnow.com. Check it out. When we come back, our dear friend, my hero, Mike Lindell, will be with us. Then we've got Ask Metaxas, then John Zmirak. What's not to love? We'll see you in a minute. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at the reaction to the work Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left is losing their minds over it. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider and a force for conservative values. That's because they take a portion of your bill and fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, and they're winning. Patriot Mobile has affordable plans for you, your family, even your business. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use multiple major networks. Plus, you're supporting conservative values with every phone call. Go to patriotmobile.com/Eric, patriotmobile.com/Eric, or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code ERIC. Special discounts available for veterans and first responders. Join our movement. Make the switch today and a difference tomorrow. patriotmobile.com/Eric, patriotmobile.com/Eric, or call 972-PATRIOT. I warned you that we would bring on my friend Mike Lindell right now in hour one. Mike, I just said it before. I love you. And just seeing you makes me smile. You give me hope. Even if you're talking about something negative, I just get joy from seeing you. Thank you for being who you are. And what should we talk about? I mean, I want to talk obviously about the election, but you've got all kinds of insight and information that we don't have. So share it with us as you are able.
Well, I'm going to give you an overall hope right out of the gate. How's that, Eric?
Okay.
When I went to bed at 2 o'clock on election night, remember at Frank's Beach, we were running the real time crime desk. And the last thing I seen was a $200,000 vote injection in Michigan into Matt DiPerno's Dana Nessel. So they just crushed Matt right out, just right there in that moment. And Kerry Lake was down by 250,000 votes. And you had like all these Blake Masters down, Mark Fincham down, all these people. It looked like they were going to just steal the whole country. Okay. And we watched in real time Fetterman and Oz, and they kept injecting 90,000 votes. This is coming, Eric. This comes right out of the Edison report, which is people don't realize what we knew this time. It goes out to all the things. We use the CNN feed. Every vote in the country goes through Edison Research in New Jersey. So I want people to understand this. It goes through there. So our cyber guys are reading this in real time and drawing these graphs, and they're showing impossibilities that could only be done by computers, right? So we're watching this happen, and I go, wow, this is, you know, I'm praying. I'm going, God, don't let them steal everything. You know, we really needed to have the House and the Senate to slow the destruction of our country while we get rid of these machines. Well, I wake up in the morning. Well, by the way, I'm gonna backtrack. The morning of the election, what a miracle that happened. I get up and you hear from all over the country, 30 some states had machine problems. What? You know, it was beautiful. You know, you heard it coming out of Arizona. You heard it on Fox News. You heard it on CNN. You heard it around the world.
So when you say machine problems, do you mean legitimate problems, or do you mean that they did this to lower the ability of Republicans to vote that day?
Yeah, well, you know what? You can call it that. I'm calling it a divine intervention. I'm gonna give it a break that they didn't plan. If I was those guys, the evil, the bad, I would have made sure these machines were running beautifully, at least functioning right, because they can steal it on the other end.
Right.
They steal it in the cyber world, right? So, but now for the whole world to go, let's say there's no crime, Eric. There's no crime, no cyber crime. Well, right now with what happened in our country with 32 states minimum that had problems with people, you stick in paper, it doesn't work, or you got there and they said, I'm sorry, it says here you already voted. And or we had people in Kansas where it was actually flipping their vote. They couldn't get it to stay on the Republican. And we go ding, ding, ding. And so they're calling all these things machine malfunctions. Well, everybody, even if you can't steal it with crime, why would you ever want to risk your country on malfunctioning computers? So this was a blessing. I'm going, thank you, Lord, for showing the whole world that just on the front end alone. And that could have been maliciously done, but I think it would be too. There were different problems in different states, Eric. So, and obviously Maricopa County blew up the story where even Fox had to report it. What a miracle. I mean, unbelievable. So then, but then you had the night. Now, when I woke up after the morning, I was so, I'm in bed, and I don't get depressed. You know that. I'm optimistic every day as we're gaining. And getting the word out. But I'm going to be honest. I was so tired and I was so down when I went to bed after watching in real time, middle of the night, they just decimate Michigan and Pennsylvania and Colorado. So, but I wake up in the morning, I'm going, you know what? I look at it like this, and I want everybody to understand this. We got the House. We might have the Senate now. It's looking really, really good. But, and that'll slow the destruction of our country. Why we get rid of these machines and get to a voting system that's going to work. But here's the thing. If we would have got a big red wave, I want everybody watching to really understand this. If the red wave would have came through, do you know how hard it would have been to get our elections back to where it's elections and not select? Never. We would have lost our country. I really,
Mike,
I believe that.
Mike, listen, I know that what you just said is true. In other words, we need to fight. And if it would have been just the kind of red wave we've been hoping for, frankly, we wouldn't have gotten to the bottom of this. We have to keep fighting.
Right.
We have to get rid of the machines. We have to do all this stuff. And I want to be clear, too. You are saying that there isn't a doubt that a lot of these elections were, in fact, stolen. Because, again, the media, Fox News, is not talking about stolen elections. They don't even mention it.
Right. We if you go to Frank's Speech, get the app, everybody get there. Our experts, we were watching everything. And people could watch it too. This Edison report was really, really amazing that you can grab it the way the votes are coming out. It's like, this is in real time. You know, it comes out of this Edison research. Now, Eric, think of this. I bet in the next election, now that they know we are watching with that, they're going to probably shut down the Edison report. You follow me? Because they're going, we're not going to let the public see that these, all of a sudden you see, I'll give you an example. Here's one of the races. They front loaded, I think it was Doug Mastriano's. They front loaded his opponent so large that they actually had to do a correction and take votes off. Now, Eric, watch, if you watch here, if I'm going to count these, 1, 2, 3, -2, you can't go in reverse. And we watched it all night. Some of these going in reverse. We, at one time, they made a mistake. 1 million votes got dumped, came in for a person. went up a million and stayed there for a half hour before it was corrected by the computer to take that million back off.
I want to be clear because I'm not most people are not nearly as aware of this stuff as you are. So you have to explain when you mentioned, you know, Doug Mastriano, who is doing this? And are you talking about like are these the absentee ballots that were were put in and they put that in up front? What are we talking about?
Good question, Eric. This is why we told everybody, and we believe that this was a big part of saving this election. We told everyone, our real president, Donald Trump, told everyone, vote the day of and go in there and vote day of. Don't vote early. We told everybody that. It's a lot harder for them to steal on the day of. They weren't prepared for it. They were prepared in Brazil when they took Brazil. 5.1 million votes were taken from Bolsonaro in this last election in Brazil, so they could lose their country forever. We're praying for Brazil. It is exactly what you say, Eric. It's the mail-in ballots, the early voting. Those are all coming through. As they're coming through the Edison, you're seeing the order they came in. So you as the votes are put in, you can't go negative. And you certainly can't go in. You can't put this many votes in. When you had, I'll give an example, Dr. Oz and Fetterman. Every time a Dr. Oz caught up, and you can see these graphs on Frank's B, every time he caught up, they injected 90,000 votes into Fetterman in real time. So here's 90,000. Then Oz catches up again. Here's another 90. 560-some thousand votes were injected into Fetterman. I mean, Pennsylvania is as red can be. They stole them all there. Okay.
Now, when you say they injected 90,000 votes, just so I'm tracking, I don't really understand who's doing that and how do they do that?
Well, I will tell you this, the same IP addresses that were coming in the 2020 election for both Georgia and Pennsylvania, we do know that. We're investigating that part again because now we know what we're looking for. But it's the same thing, Eric, and I will say this to everyone. Who did this, Mike? Everybody always asks me that. Who did this to our country in 2020? Who did this? Ready? The CCP, the Uniparty. Everybody remember that. The Uniparty, the globalists, and the deep state. That's it. And then it just so happens the Democrats that have warned us for two decades about these machines. For two decades, Eric. From Kamala Harris to Amy Klobuchar to Harry Hershey to Clint Curtis, who set the first algorithms. He's a Democrat. We had him on Frank's speech. They warned us, but now they're in with these. So you have, you know, they don't care if they're on the side of a fixed election. They've been looking ways to fix elections for a long time. So now they're okay with the machines. But this is what we're up against. So when you see, when they set these, they can't make it so obvious, right? So just like the 2020 election, they spread it over all 50 states. Every single county in the United States had non-residents that voted. It's illegal in your county, wherever you live, Eric, non-residents voted. They didn't really vote, everybody. They pulled the names off the voter rolls.
Hang on, Mike. We got to go to a break. Folks, just want to remind you, support Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com. Go to MyStore.com. Use our code, Eric. We've got to support the team, got to support the people that are sticking their necks out. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. We'll be right back with Mike Lindell.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more.
Folks, I'm talking to our friend Mike Lindell about the election. Mike, so you just said basically that the race was stolen from Dr. Oz by the Democrats. Now, my question is, why wouldn't he get involved and contest that? Why would he just say to Fetterman, I concede? Why?
I don't know. I can't answer that for Oz. I haven't talked to him, but I have talked to Doug Mastriano, and he is not conceding. And everyone says, well, he lost by a huge amount, Mike. No, they just stole it by a huge amount. And when you say Democrats, be careful, Eric. Remember, you got Brad Raffensperger down in Georgia that steals elections like they're going out of style down there with his little Dominion machine down
and
there.
He's a
Republican.
He's a Republican.
This is a uniparty, everybody. This is what we're up against.
Wait, so is Mastriano?
I'm going to tell you about Pennsylvania. Because I'm going to tell you a little bit of proactiveness here. In Pennsylvania, they have a little law there, Eric. Ready for this?
Yeah.
You can't have more votes than voters. You ever heard of such a thing? Well, everybody in 2020, they turned in their electors with 100-some thousand more votes than voters, than actual voters. Okay, mathematically, obviously impossible. Nobody used that law to go after Pennsylvania. Well, guess what, everybody? They did it again in Pennsylvania because of the injections to beat Oz and to beat Mastriano and others in Pennsylvania. Once again, it looks like we have more votes than voters. We find out on Monday morning. We have teams looking into it. That's just one angle, Eric. And remember, they took it by so much that normally you'd go, we're not going to audit because look at this. Is such a big difference. But remember, what we're finding in every state, candidates that ran have a lot more rights than we do. The judges won't be able to kick the can on standing. I get so sick of that, remember? No judge in the United States has looked at any evidence of any of these elections because they keep kicking it down the road on standing. You have no standing. Well, guess what? The candidates have standing.
Are you telling me that Doug Mastriano, who is a friend, I love that man, he's a hero, are you saying that he will contest this?
That part I don't know, but he's not conceding. You know, he's not conceding. But obviously we're getting, you know, in every state we're going through this, Eric. Every state, looking at every state, what can be done here? What's the footprint of that state? What did they do in the election? I mean, they're caught. Okay, they're caught, and so I'm hoping that that absolutely Doug would contest it. And I just talked to. I just talked to him yesterday and asked him if he was conceding. He said no. And
I'm amazed. So, I hadn't heard that. And so that's really interesting to me that he's not conceding.
But I don't know if he's contesting. So there's a difference. You follow me? And so I'm not going to speak for Doug because he's got his own team. We put him, you know, he's talking to lawyers and different things. But we did inform him, my lawyers did, of that law in Pennsylvania. It's so blatant, Eric. Now, if you lost and there's more votes than voters, don't you think we should look into that?
Well, obviously. One of the reasons Doug Mastriano was demonized the way he was because he was one of the few people who had the courage to try to look into what happened in 2020. And that's why he was demonized. The establishment Republicans, the bums, that's a technical term, the bums, they did not want to help him. They helped his opponent, Josh Shapiro, who is a Democrat. So it's tough to understand what is going to happen. Do you think Carrie Lake will pull it out in Arizona?
Yeah, I got that right here. Carrie Lake's going to win. I will tell you that if she 100%. I will say it right here. She's down. They won't. Maricopa, what's left? Remember, we went through this before in Arizona. This is the reason we told everybody to vote same day. In the primaries, we were watching all the primaries, okay? Well, you had, like, down in Georgia, you had three Democrats won, and this nice lady and her husband got zero votes in her own precinct. Well, they opened up the machines, and they go, you got 3,700. We're sorry. It was a malfunction, and she went from third place to first place. Another Democrat down there in her precinct got 4,600 votes, but she wasn't on the ballot, Eric. She had dropped out 2 months prior. So when the machine stole from a person they didn't want to win and gave it to this gal, They had to look into that, and Brad Rasper called it a programming error. Well, you had to type her name in. That's a pretty big error. You know, sounds like a little malicious. With Carrie Lake in her primary, we told everybody to vote same day. They stole it. They stole it. They stole it. Remember, they all it is pulling names from the voter rolls, everybody, whether it's your name out there that they don't expect you to vote, or it's a name that has maybe the person's dead or doesn't live in Arizona. They stole it. She was down by 10% in her primary. And as soon as the same day votes came in, Carrie's took over, and at 2 in the morning, she was up by 12,000 votes. What did Maricopa County do? They put paper over the windows again, put a fence up. We waited 3 days for them to say, oh, now what are we going to do? We got to give it to Carrie. That's exactly what's going on now, Eric. We told everybody to vote same day. Carrie Lake was down by 250,000 votes, everybody. She was down by 13%. At 1 in the morning on election night. Same way with Blake, same way with Mark Fincham. They were just stealing it and stealing it. They don't want those guys in there because they're all to get rid of the machines and help our country. And here's what happened, Eric. So now the same day votes are coming in, and Carrie Lake, as we speak, there's 400,000 votes left, and they're coming in at 70-30, 70 Carrie 30, and 80-20. She's down by 13,000. And you have both Blake and Mark down by about 80,000 each. All three of them. Carrie Lake's got 100%, and the other one should win too.
Going to a break, folks. Talking to Mike Lindell, our friend. We'll be right back. Me.
Just keep it friendly, girl, because I don't want to leave. Don't start clinging to me, girl, because I can't breathe.
With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to my listeners. That's you. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're now all on sale for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer, because there's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057 now and use the promo code Eric, or you can go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use the promo code Eric. This offer will not last very long. They're known to sell quickly, so order now with promo code Eric at MyPillow.com. Promo code Eric at MyPillow.com.
Folks, welcome back. Talking to Mike Lindell. Mike, I always am trying to get the big picture. You have hope for this country. You believe that we are able to get to the bottom of this stuff. It's taking longer than we thought. There was a lot of election fraud that went on. The mainstream media, Fox, they refuse to acknowledge any of this. Do you see any progress being made there? I mean, is President Trump talking about this?
The progress. This is the miracle that happened when all the machines went bonkers in the morning of the election. Tucker had Carrie Lake on twice last night talking about the machine. Tucker went even today, is our last night. And I think the media has quoted him today. you know, the machine's got to go. I mean, I don't know if he said that outright, but I believe he has. I didn't actually watch the show, but everybody's going, why would you want these machines? I don't care what party you're in. I'm talking about the people now. I'm talking about the people, Eric. You know, I was in California. And well, I'm going to tell you this part. You asked me about the future. I was in California. I mean, in California, then I went to Florida to give away pillows and blankets to the last hurricane victims, right? We were in a neighborhood. It was all Hispanic. They had lost everything physical, piles of stuff. We're praying with them with Samaritan's Purse. And we had interpreters in some of these areas, almost all of them. They didn't say, you know, thanks for the pillow and stuff. And, you know, they didn't say that. But I mean, that wasn't the focus. It was, hey, is there hope for our country? They all knew me from all the stuff going on. They were worried about their freedoms, Eric, and they had just lost all their possessions. They know they can get that physical stuff back. The other stuff, when their country's gone and their freedom's gone, it's over. So that's what they were concerned about. And I told them, absolutely. I said, we wouldn't have all these pieces if God didn't. This is all in God's timing. And it's been amazing. I look at from way up here going, you know, what is this? Just like I told you at the beginning of the show, if we would have had a red wave, everybody, I'm telling you, to get to the ultimate place of saving our country would have been a lot harder. And everyone's going, well, Mike, that doesn't make sense. Well, I'm telling you, everybody would have said, see, the machines are fine. See, the elections are fine with the mail-in voting and all this. You don't have to look too far. When you look down to Florida in this election, Eric, they at least took a lot of the bad pieces out. They still have machines, but even with all the stuff, it made them hard, at least in this election, to do any stealing down there. And a Republican wins Dade County for the first time in decades. And this is where the whole country would be. It would be solid red if in any other time in history, based on what this regime is doing to our country, everybody, I don't care what side, it would be a complete red wave of epic proportions. But they stole it and they kept it down to a minimum. So we have the House and we're going to get the Senate here, and we'll slow the destruction of our country. Why? We set up the elections, get rid of the machines, and save our country. So it's all. Steps. And you know what? It just like you said, Eric, taking longer than we thought. Believe me, if you Google Mike Lindell, or if you Google patience, you're not going to see my picture. Okay.
Well, I'm with you. We're not patient, and it's a challenge. But I know you've said it before. I think you said it yesterday someplace. When we look back, we're going to see that it had to happen this way. If we had won in 2020, if we had won bigger yesterday, in a sense, we never would get to the bottom of this. We've got to drain the swamp. We've got to be in the battle to drain the swamp and to expose the lies, the corruption, the malfeasance. If we don't do that, we lose our country.
Absolutely. It's over. We had the whole world seeing the example. Isn't it funny that the mainstream media isn't talking about what really happened in Brazil, while there's tens of millions of people still in the streets going, we don't want to lose our country to the machines. We don't want to lose our country. And they remember, Eric, they just had same day voting. They have no paper. A year ago, they tried to get paper put in so that would print out. And the judges there, the crooked, they said, no, we're not going to use any paper. So it's strictly machines. This is in Brazil. And they stole 5 million. We know this from our cyber guy. 5.1 million votes were stole from President Bolsonaro and to Lula. Now, remember, Lula was in prison, everybody. And what did they do? They told the country, if you badmouth Lula and say that he's a criminal, you yourself would go to jail. I mean, does it sound like a communist state? Well, gee, how about here in the United States? If you speak up here, you get your door bashed in by the FBI. You know, so don't think it couldn't happen here. It already happened here. We've been shouting out about this elections for 2 years. But now if Brazil falls, everybody, you need to pray. There's people know that's the last country in South America that would fall to the machines. 52 countries, it's over 50, have fell to computers and machines. And I say that because that's the end game. When you can steal a country without firing a shot, Eric, it has to be done through the computers. you know, you take a zero off, it's over, right? And this is what they've done. So had we had the big red wave, everyone would have said, come on, you guys, that would keep the mail-in voting. It's just a, it's the same old, you know, just like, you know, the red wave, because if the Democrats aren't doing good in office, it'll be a red wave. If it's the opposite, it'll be a blue wave. Well, that's what they want. That's the uniparty swamp. Globalists and CCP. That's the takeover of our country. And it's stopped in the sand, and we are going to win this. And it's like you said, or like I've said, and you were trying to, or that you were just saying, we're going to look back and it's all on God's plan. And you, if you pulled out, you go, oh, this is why this had to happen. This is why this had to happen. Both the bad and the good, everybody. Just enjoy it. We're in the best time in history to be alive. This is amazing.
Well, we are uncovering things that have been going on for decades and decades. And it's only, as you know, because of Trump's overwhelming victory in 2016. That's the only reason. It's just kind of funny the way it all went down, what happened in 2020. Goodbye. If it hadn't happened, we wouldn't be trying to fix it. We would be letting it go. And I do think, Mike, that you know, we have many people, you call it the Uniparty, many people, the establishment Rhino Republicans, that they are trying to stir the pot between DeSantis and Trump, just trying to cause trouble. When we come back, final segment with Mike Lindell. Folks, I want to remind you, support Mike and support this program by going to mystore.com and mypillow.com. Use the code Eric. We appreciate it. God bless you. We'll be right back. Folks, welcome back. Talking to Michael Lindell. In hour two, we have John Zmirak. We also have Ask Metaxas, since it's Thursday, and John Zmirak. Mike, you were just saying something to me off the air. Repeat it, if you don't mind.
Well, what I was telling everybody, that not only we get, you know, we're going to end up getting the machines gone and have elections instead of selections, but all the bad people have revealed themselves. And I'm talking the blockers. Some of them are more evil than others. But I'll give an example. Robin Voss in Wisconsin. He's a Speaker of the House there. He's done nothing but block and obstruct Wisconsin. All the evidence and everything that came out of Wisconsin. He even said, Robin Voss on tape said, I can't do anything. You can't overturn an election unless a judge would rule that there's actually evidence of crime, of fraud. Not shortly after that, the Wisconsin Supreme Court came out and said, there's fraud here in Wisconsin. They ruled that it was. And Robin Voss went silent. Robin Voss also did a 7-month investigation with a guy, ex-Supreme Court Judge Michael Gableman. Michael Gableman said, whoa, we got machine fraud. We got crime everywhere. And we got to decertify Wisconsin. Robin Voss said, no. So when people do stuff that went, you know, against common sense, you got to say, well, what's your agenda? Well, Robin Voss has a huge agenda. And I want to tell everyone, we tried to beat him again with Adam Steen in his district, Racine County, Wisconsin. And when Robin won, he texts me at 2 a.m, the night of the election, or 1 a.m. Mike, you tried to beat me twice, and he's all gloating. And I said, well, you're nothing more than a traitor. He says, yeah, but I'm going to sleep good tonight and not on your pillow. I mean, it was just like a little kid, you know, like this, like here, you know, a little chap. Then, Eric, I get another a text from Alan Duke. Remember, he's the Facebook crooked traitor fact book face checker on for Zuckerberg. And I have said everything about him, what he's done to our country by covering stuff up, which he's doing it right now, again, to me. And if it's a fact, Alan Duke will cover it up. He's down. He sends me a picture, Eric, with him and Brad Rassenberger in Georgia. So here's crooked Brad and Alan Duke, and he sends me a picture. Hey, Mike, I'm down here with Brad. Is there anything you'd like me to ask him? And I said, ask him what prison you two would like to end up when this is all over. You know, it's just disgusting that we found out who the bad people are, who's part of the Uniparty. And so we have all that. Think of if this would have happened 8 months ago and you found all the evidence brought out, or a year ago, you wouldn't have found all these, you know, they pop up like pocket gophers, the evil. Hello, I'm evil too. I'm evil too. You know, and
well, there's so many people that the corruption, I mean, look, this is the whole thing. Every American should care about corruption, folks. Doesn't matter where you stand politically. And the corruption is in both parties. It goes all the way to the bottom. It's horrible. We've got to stand against it. We've got to get rid of the machines. We've got to make sure that whomever you vote for, that that vote is counted. I didn't tell you this, Mike. When I went to vote here in New York City, I gave them my driver's license. I said, American taxes, blah, blah, blah. And the woman refused to look at my ID. Refused to reach it. Just tell me your name. Just tell me your name. I thought, how do you know it's really me? I could just come in here. They were offended. She says, are you a Republican? She asked me, are you a Republican? Wow. I said, well, are you saying only the Democrats cheat? What are you saying? They refused to look at my ID. This is everywhere happening in America, various levels of cheating.
So you're exactly right. And what we told everybody to do, and they did it across our country, Eric, you know, I do a call every week to tens of thousands of people, all the grassroots out there, and they got the word out. And what they did is so many people went in, if they got a mail-in ballot, they tucked it in their pocket and they went in and said, I'm here to vote.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, no, you voted. And they pulled out the envelope and said, no, I haven't. And they called their sheriff.
There you go. There you go. All right. Listen, we're out of time. I want to see if I can get you for a segment for tomorrow. But that's it for today, folks. We'll come back with Ask Metaxas. John Zmirak. Don't go away.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.